They are trying to squeeze in bowl games at Target Field today, state championship games. And joining us from the Minnesota State High School League, media specialist John Millay. And John, fingers crossed that we're able to get this final ball game of the day in before it rains again.
Steve, I was quietly cursing your name when you said rain is moving in. We don't need any of that. We've had a great couple days here. And, these games were all four of these championship games were scheduled for last Monday, and then couldn't play that day, and the Twins were home through Thursday. So we played two yesterday. We're playing two today, and so far, nary one raindrop today.
Yeah, and the original plan after Monday was to play all four on Friday, but that wasn't possible. Yeah. So then it was split up, and times have been moved, et cetera. And for the coaches, the players especially, family, friends, et cetera, the opportunity to play at Target Field is worth the wait.
Yeah, we had 3,500 people here yesterday for the 1A and 2A games. Right now, the 4A game between Moundsview and Eastview is in the first inning. We got a nice crowd here. It's a lot of fun. You can maybe hear them applauding in the background. This is, it's Target Field. I've been talking to some of these kids after the games about playing here, and you hear their eyes light up. It's just an incredible experience. So we're glad we can get these games in and do it at this magnificent ballpark.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. One quick sidebar. I was scheduled to do the 4A game on Monday. Got rained out. Nothing you can do about the weather. And then they said, all right, we're going to play all four on Friday. I was scheduled to do the 4A game on Friday night.
Yep.
That was moved by weather. They move it to today. I'm here. Yep. You're there. It wasn't in the cards for me to call this 4A championship game on NSPN.TV.
Yeah, it's probably better if you and I remain separated. That's better for everybody. Right. We can only get in trouble.
Yeah. You know, and it's one of those where I'm just kind of like, this just was not meant to be. That I was not meant to call this game today, but Eastridge and Moundsview, great years and great runs through the first two rounds of the state tournament. And I'll tell you what, Moundsview – didn't have an easy route. They had to beat Wayzata to get here. Yeah. Going into the state tournament, the Trojans were unbeaten. They pull off a hidden ball trick in that game. A great run for both teams to get to this title game.
Yeah, I was at that Wayzata game, that Moundsview-Wayzata game at CHS last week. That hidden ball trick was wild. Most of us didn't even know what was going on until somebody said, hidden ball. And, to get here, and these two teams, both from the Suburban East Conference, they split two regular season games, Moundsview and Eastridge. And they're in a game right now. It's 2-1 Moundsview. Eastridge is batting in the bottom of the second, and they might tie this baby up or do more. These teams are swinging the bats, and these are two really good pitchers. Max Ehrlich from Eastridge, he's going to pitch at Texas A&M, and Tyler Guerin, 6'7" kid from Moundsview, he's going to join his older brother at the University of Iowa and play baseball. So this is pretty high level stuff.
Yeah, and I saw Guerin in the quarterfinals at CHS Field hit a long grand slam to deep right field. He got all of that one, and that's
amazing.
No joke. Yeah, joke grand slam at CHS
no joke.
Field.
That's pretty good. Yeah, we haven't had any hit out of the ballpark here yet, but, we've had high school games, championship games here at Target Field for quite a number of years. Occasionally, the ball will leave the park. I don't know if we're going to see that in this last game, but it's a great facility. CHS, too. Talk about two awesome ballparks for high school kids to play in. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, great stuff. By the way, earlier in the 3A championship game, good ball game, Totino Grays beat Matamidi 2-1, and that was a good battle.
That was a pitcher's duel. It was awesome, and that game was originally scheduled for 11 o'clock first pitch. It was moved up to 10:30. That was the longest game so far. It was an hour and 51 minutes. The two games yesterday were both right around an hour and a half, one a little under, one a little over. And I'll tell you who was happy about starting that game earlier today. Mike Smith, the Totino Grace baseball coach, his son Tanner is having his graduation party at 5 o'clock today. So Mike has had plenty of time. I'm sure he's home by now. And it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yesterday at Target Field 2A, Rockford wins the title, beating Foley 6-0, first ever appearance there. That's a cool story. And then in 1A, Springfield beat Parker's Prairie 5-1, so congrats to all the champs.
Yeah, those were great games. And you know, maybe the single most dominant performance we've seen was Rockford's starting pitcher. He just finished his junior year, William Haas. He darn near had a perfect game. He gave up an infield single in the sixth inning. Kind of a ball hit right back to him, and they couldn't get the runner at first base. So one hitter, almost a perfect game. That kid struck out 13 in seven innings through 89 pitches. Really impressive. And William Haas from Rockford, like I said, he's got a year of high school left. He has already committed to play baseball at the University of Tennessee, which is about as big time as it gets. So there's a lot of baseball talent in this state.
Yeah, and this is the end of the spring sports season, John. This is it.
Yeah, last final day. We made it. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do after this. I guess summer's officially here. We'll see what happens. But, we thought we'd be done on Monday. I don't mind we stretch this thing out a little bit. That just adds to the fun. I'm patient. That was okay. This was worth the wait.
Yeah, no doubt. And once again, Eastridge and Mountains View underway in that 4A championship game at Target Field. And Twins doing a great job hosting it, really putting on a great show. And I know everyone is appreciative of what the entire crew at Target Field is doing to really make the kids feel welcome.
Yeah, you know this grounds crew has been worn out all season here. It's been a wet season. And somebody told me that the head groundskeeper, I'm trying to think of his name now, has gone Larry has gone through seven pairs of shoes walking around in the muck and the rain and the mud. And wow. Boy, they're phenomenal here. I mean, you know, normally we do four games in one day, and that is quite a ballet watching that crew come out. But as soon as these games end, you know, the first game of the day, they're out there while the awards ceremony's going on, getting that field back in pristine shape. And it's phenomenal. And the fans have been cheering for them. It's been great. The Twins go way above and beyond for these high school kids.
Well, John, enjoy the remainder of the day, and we'll visit with you down the road. Before you know it, fall sports practice will begin.
Middle of August. I've got it on my calendar.
All right, my friend, take care.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve-O.
All right, there he is, John Millay from the Minnesota State High School League at Target Field. We'll keep an eye on that score.